Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. Lyft officially filed IPO documents with the Securities and Exchange Commission Friday. Lyft started as a college carpooling service called Zimride back in 2007 and now claims a 39% market share in the U.S. with 18.6 million active riders and over 1.1 million drivers. Microsoft announced the HoloLens 2 with a 53-degree field of view and eye tracking. It also adds 3D mapping of the hands so you can grab objects and adjust them rather than tapping on virtual controls. Microsoft also moved the integrated computer to the back of the headset to make it less front-heavy. The price is now $3,500, down from $5,000 for the first generation, and it can be bundled with Dynamics 365 Remote Assist. Microsoft will also work with third parties for specialized hardware for certain industries, an example they gave being a hard hat with a HoloLens built-in from Trimble. Huawei announced a foldable phone called the Mate X. It has an 8-inch wraparound OLED display that's 11 millimeters thick when folded. It's capable of 5G, has a 4,500 mAh battery split into two parts, and runs on Huawei's Kirin 980 processor. When folded, it works as a dual-screen smartphone with a 6.6-inch main display and a 6.4-inch rear display. The Mate X, with 8GB of RAM and 512GB of storage, will sell for €2,299, starting in the middle of the year. Pandora announced Stories, a new marketing tool for artists on the service. Stories allow artists to build playlists combined with voice tracks to build narrative and insight around the selections. Stories is rolling out to Pandora's artist marketing platform, but artists will need to submit a form before getting access, with all stories being reviewed by Pandora before publishing. Stories at launch will include playlists from John Legend, Perry Farrell, and Lauren Elena, with announced stories coming from 2 Chainz and Rob Thomas. Stories will be available for free and paid Pandora users. Spotify launched in India on Android, iOS, and the web with premium plans priced at 119 rupees per month. That's roughly the equivalent to $1.67 US. Free tier users in India can play any song on demand, while most countries limit the free tier to shuffle only. Some major artists like Ed Sheeran appear to be missing as Spotify is negotiating distribution contracts with Warner Brothers in India. Spotify faces competition from established music services from Apple, Google, Airtel Wink, and JioSaavn. FedEx announced it will use short-range delivery robots between its offices in Memphis as a trial towards wider use for FedEx delivery. The autonomous same-day bot can move at up to 10 miles per hour and climb steps and curbs. A screen on the back indicates to pedestrians things like turns and stops. FedEx says it's in talks with AutoZone, Lowe's, Pizza Hut, Target, Walgreens, and Walmart for possible use of the robot. Amazon announced Project Zero to help eliminate counterfeit products from its site. Once approved, a Project Zero brand can directly flag and remove counterfeit listings of its products on its own. Previously, brands had to submit a request to Amazon and then wait through an evaluation process. Project Zero is invite-only for now, with brands now able to join a waitlist. The company will also be requiring that Project Zero users undergo required training, and Amazon plans to actively monitor user activity. The U.S. Department of Transportation and the Federal Aviation Administration issued new rules around lithium-ion batteries. Specifically, new interim final rules ban lithium-ion cells and batteries in the cargo area of passenger airplanes. The rule also sets new guidance for lithium-ion batteries that travel on cargo-carrying planes that they should now not exceed the state of being 30% charged. The rule won't affect current rules allowing electronic devices in passenger cabins of planes. This only reiterates guidance in place by the UN authority under U.S. regulation. So, if you're traveling, smartphones, tablets, and laptops are to be kept in carry-on baggage. If they're packed in checked baggage, they should be turned completely off and packed to be protected from damage. Tesla announced that going forward, all vehicle sales will be made online. During a media call, CEO Elon Musk stated that some retail locations would be turned into informational and showroom locations, but that many would close, resulting in an unspecified reduction in headcount. The move was evidently made for cost savings, resulting in an average reduction in vehicle cost by 6%, allowing Tesla to sell a version of the Model 3 at its promised $35,000 price point. New Tesla customers will be able to drive a vehicle for up to a week and 1,000 miles and still get a full refund if unsatisfied with a purchase. And finally, YouTube announced it will disable comments on all videos featuring minors. YouTube previously disabled comments on millions of videos in order to prevent communication between pedophiles. A small number of creators that closely moderate comments and demonstrate a low risk of predatory comments will be allowed to keep them open on videos with minors in them. YouTube also said it's improved its comment classifier that can identify and remove predatory comments on any video automatically. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can also find show notes there and links to all the headlines as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.